Hi, everybody. It's really nice to be with you this morning. We've got a bit of a different meeting this morning. If you're new to us, you are really, really welcome. And we don't always do things quite like this, but this is just a little bit different. Now then, hands up if you were here on February the 26th. Oh, I'm loving it. February the 26th, to jog your memories, we had tables and chairs around them, and we shared a vision for River Maidenhead. Ask what was the main thing. Yeah, very good. Hands up if you weren't here. You know you weren't here on February the 26th. Right. Hands up if you have no idea where you were on February the 26th. Okay, yeah, I'd be with you. Yeah, we all need help. There'll be a prayer team at the end for those people who need help. Okay, well, on February the 26th, what we did was we shared a vision. Well, we asked what was the main thing for River Maidenhead. And we asked you guys for feedback. We asked you to talk to us about what you thought about the congregation and about the way forward for Maidenhead. And what we want to do this morning is pick up on that. And this is a little PowerPoint showing you what we're going to be looking at this morning. I'm going to give a reminder of what the main thing for River Maidenhead is that we believe as a leadership team and as a congregation. You gave us some feedback, and I just want to go over some of that with you. And we want you to know that we have read everything you wrote, and we've talked about it, and we're going to be taking lots of it forward. And I'm going to give you a flavour of some of that this morning. And we're going to ask where to from here. So, what is the main thing for River Maidenhead? Now, this is your moment. If you're on the leadership team, if you're married to somebody on the leadership team or related to somebody on the leadership team, you're excluded for the moment from this competition. Anybody else? Can anybody tell me that little statement, that little phrase we had, what was the main thing for River Maidenhead? If somebody can do it in their entirety, I have a cream egg for you. Oh, it is not left over from Bunnies on the High Street. It could be, but it's not. Can anybody give me it in its entirety? Any takers? 3, 2, 1. No. Okay. Let's move on. Can anybody give me a significant phrase in it? Significant phrase or word? Angela? Impact? Not bad, nearly. That could be worthy of a chocolate. I'll reserve my view on that. Right, Heike? Oh, that is worth 3/4 of a cream egg. However, that would get messy. So you can have one of my special Lindor chocolates. Very good, very good. Anybody else? Anna. Yeah, that's a part of our values, to live like heaven is near. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. That's brilliant. Go on, Seb. Oh, life-changing encounters. Oh, that's a phrase. That's worthy. Well done, I think so. I think we've nearly got it all. Anybody else want to venture anything else? No? Oh, very good. Look, I've got lots to take home. Rachel? Nice try. No chocolate for that. No. Sorry. Mel? That is a definitely, I'm sorry, that gets chocolate. That's not quite part of the phrase, but that is definitely, yeah, that's where we're on. Here you go. Can you catch? Who can catch? Well done. Okay, this is our natty little phrase, and I think we're going to have to practice it. To give every person in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. That is what we feel is our main thing for River Maidenhead. I think we're going to need to say it. Are you ready? After three. 1, 2, 3. To give every person in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. And what we did was we said, we want to look at the areas where we want to do that. That isn't just, you might think that's just people who aren't part of River, people who don't yet know the Lord. But actually, it includes all of us. We are every person in Maidenhead. So, we looked at Sunday meetings. How do we in our Sunday meetings give every person tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus? We're going to talk about marble meetings, and there's this very nice gentleman. We'll get on to him. And we also looked at congregation life. How do we in our congregation life get those encounters with Jesus that make a difference in our lives? And we looked at the community. How do we in the community give people tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus? So there we are. So the first one that we looked at, Mark, if you remember, came up and talked to us about Sunday meetings. And he got you all to discuss church is boring. Do you remember that? Yeah, I remember that bit. Okay, what we talked about in Sunday meetings was, we talked about three areas. We talked about marble meetings. Do you remember the marbles, everybody? We've all got a marble, if you're part of River. We all got a marble, and we assigned to our marble the name of a person or a family who we were praying for, who we longed to see know the Lord. And we carry them in our pockets, in our purses, in our handbags, and whenever you come in contact with a marble, you pray for that person. And we said one of the things we wanted to do was we wanted to have specific times during the year where we had marble meetings. Meetings that would be structured specifically for guests to come to, where they would have an opportunity to encounter Jesus. And we just did one of those on Easter Sunday. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a bit of a pitch into the unknown, but Mark led it. It was fantastic. And we want to do more of those, to be able to take opportunities to specifically gear meetings for guests to come along. But we want our meetings also to be accessible for guests and visitors, and not just for us here as a bit of a love-in. So we talked about getting together a creative design team, a team who could input into our meetings to give ideas for creativity, maybe video, drama, visual aids, whatever, so that our meetings could become more accessible, more interesting, more engaging, so people could come along and weren't just here for the usual, but that life would actually stand out to them from what we were doing. And we aren't in the business of doing this just to have a whizzy time and make it all look good. It's those tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus that we are after. An IT upgrade. Oh, yes, you know about that. And we took up an offering, a Maidenhead Vision 2012 offering, which you all very, very generously gave into, partly for IT upgrade and partly for funding some of the vision projects we've got this year. And we raised £2,300, which was astonishing. Thank you very, very much. And I've got exciting news about that in a minute. So your feedback. What did you say to us? You said to us, we want more variety in our meetings. They've got a bit samey. You said, we want somewhere to bring our friends to, somewhere where we're comfortable bringing people to who maybe haven't ever been to church before. You said to us, worship is really key. We think it's really important. We don't want to lose the worship that we have in River. You said to us, we'd like coffee first. Yay, coffee first. You said, we want less notices. Yeah. All of these things are things that we really want to implement. So we've been trying to have some more variety on our meetings of late. I hope you've noticed. We've been trying to do different things. We're learning as a team how to do this. And we've been trying to put different features into our meetings. I just really want to encourage you that we believe worship is key too. We've had a lot of prophetic words about sung worship. And how important that is in hosting the presence of God. And no decision has been taken by this leadership team to chop worship down to a few minutes. There may be meetings when we have a lot of different things happening, and it may be necessary to have a shorter time than a longer time. But we haven't made that decision as a policy. We want to give as much time as we can for sung worship, but at the same time give variety in our meetings, because some of you may access God in different ways. And we want to be able to give space for everybody to do that. So over a period of time, everybody's had an opportunity to engage the Lord in the way that works for them. Less notices. Something we'd really like to do is get rolling notices up so that notices are going up. We haven't got to stand and talk. We'd love some help with that. If anybody would like to help us with that process of on a Sunday morning just being able to get them going up so we haven't got a chat, that would be fantastic. You said you wanted shorter talks. Ooh, pressure's on this morning. We agree. We're saying to speakers now to go absolutely no longer than 30 minutes. And if it's to go over 20 minutes, we would like visual aids, interaction, engagement with the congregation. In an attempt to still get across a good message and something that gives us life-changing encounters with Jesus, but that doesn't bore the pants off everybody or send you to sleep. You said you like testimonies. You said you like the congregation being able to participate. And we agree. And we absolutely want to do that. And as our meetings unfold over the next weeks and months, these are the kind of things we want to bring in. If you feel we're not doing them in the way that you would like us to, tell us. come and talk to us, come and show us, come and share your ideas with us. We really, really want to hear from you. You said you want videos, humour, fun. We're trying. And again, that's a journey. That's a journey that we're on. But we want River to be a place that is fun, a place that is up to date, a place that we can enjoy coming to, that we don't think, oh, Sunday, here we go. But yes, I want to go. I want to see what God's got for me this morning. You said you want us to involve the children. We are trying really hard to begin to do that. Mark's been doing some fantastic work on a Sunday morning. We're trying to involve the children as much as we can in what goes on in the adult meetings so that they can grow and become a part of the congregation fully. You talked to us about a newcomer or a visitor's pack. We really agree it's been on our agenda for a long time and we simply haven't got round to it. And again, if you have any ideas, please come and talk to us. We would love to hear you on that, but it is on our agenda. You talked to us about IT. Please stop having IT problems. We completely agree. And the really exciting news is I went on Thursday and I bought, got to think about this, a MacBook Pro. Woo! With associated software. And Susan is going to be downloading a heap of video editing software and goodness knows what else. We were helped greatly by some contacts to be able to get a good price on that. And we've bought that. Susan is working on that now, getting that up and running and formatting everything. Am I right, Susan? Nod at me. And it's up there. You can go and stroke it. It's there. It's up there. It's gorgeous. I was going to say I carried it home from John Lewis lovingly. I didn't. It was really funny. I was standing in John Lewis and was going to take it to Susan at her house in Knoll Hill when Susan's husband appeared in John Lewis. I said, oh, what are you doing? He said, oh, I've just come on my way from a meeting. I went, just stay here for 10 more minutes and you can take this to Susan. So there I was in John Lewis with the person who was helping me buy it with some discount. And she bought this thing, gave it to a man she'd never met before, walked off home. Anyway, it was all good. So we are hoping to get that up and running in the next few weeks so that we should have just a good system to run videos, to run all sorts of things on. And we're very excited about it, apart from me, because I've got to learn how to use it. And that's too scary. Creative design team, we need to form this. This is really what we need to do. Part of that is children, and Mark has been doing a great job of that with Annie and Rachel O'Denny. But we really need to expand that so that we have a team of people who can input into our meetings. So I can go to them and say, I'm doing a talk in 4 weeks on. Can you help me? Can we put something in the meeting? Because you've all got fantastic ideas. Some of you said you wanted to be involved in that team. There's been an opportunity to chat to Mark a little more about that in the stalls. I'll explain in a minute. But that's something that is high on our agenda. You need to know. And we're really working at that. So where to from here with all of this? Well, you'll see stalls set out around the hall. On the stage, Mark has two computers. That's just typical, isn't it? do they? Yeah, we do have IT difficulties, don't we? Anyway, so there are two on the stage there that are Mark's little patch. Mark would like to talk to you about the creative design team. So I would like to encourage you, when we have a time at the end, when we're just going to mill around and go to look at the stalls and talk to the people, go and talk to Mark and give him your ideas. Go and tell him what you reckon. Go and ask some hard questions. Go and see if there's any... Yeah, do. Very, very hard questions for Mark. And make him work. And he would love to hear from you. He would love to hear from you. Susan is going to be up there with the beautiful laptop. Go stroke it gently on your way past. And Susan would love to chat to any of you about meeting delivery, which is the nuts and bolts of a Sunday morning meeting delivery team. And we'd love your ideas. We'd love your thoughts. We'd love your help. We'd love your input. So go chat to Susan. Okay, the second area we talked about, congregation life. That's all of us. And we talked about small groups. We talked about how vital we believe they are here in River and how much we want to encourage every member of the congregation to be involved somehow, somewhere in a small group. And many of you signed up on that morning, and that was fantastic. And where possible, you are now in the small groups of your choices. If you would like to sign up this morning for join a small group, then Elaine will be at the stall, the congregation life stall. No, it's called personal growth. It's got a plant. There you go. So go for the one with the plant. You can sign up there, say what you'd like, talk to us about small groups. We also talked about building friendships and social events. As a congregation, we are a family. We are not an organisation of workers. We are a family. And we want as family to spend time together, to enjoy being together. So we need to build friendships and we want to have social events. And you gave us lots of ideas of social events, which is absolutely fantastic. Now, Ruth would like to get together a social events team. Wave at me, Ruth. Ruth's got a stall at the back, which is a bit of a classy stall with a candle thing happening. And she's probably got some food she's going to give away. Have you, Ruth? Celebrations, yes. So flock to Ruth's stall for the chocolates. And she would like, Ruth would like to hear from you. She'd like your ideas. She doesn't want to have, this team of people has to work really hard. She just wants, if you've got one idea for one event for one year, once in the year, I mean, she, not a whole year's event, she would love to hear from you. What we'd like to do is the website's being redesigned and we'd like to be able to have coming up social events that are happening, one a week, one a fortnight in River, that we can join in with if we want to. So we know once a week or once a fortnight there's something we can do. A theatre trip, a cinema trip, going to the pub, going to the noodle bar, gathering in somebody's house, whatever ideas you can possibly think of, Ruth would like to coordinate that so that we have something going all the time for us to join in with if we'd like to. So go talk to Ruth. Personal development. I'd really, really want us as a congregation to take this seriously. You know, we can get to a certain point as Christians where we think, you know what, we're all right. It's okay. You know, I haven't got any horrible issues. Stuff's fine. I'm good. But actually, God wants to take us deeper. The Lord really, really wants to take us deeper. He wants to peel off layers. He wants to heal things that were buried. There might not be anything buried. There just may be wrong perceptions that we have of the Lord. And he so wants to take us deeper. And I thought I was quite a sorted person, really, you know. And I went and did the big year for a year. And God just absolutely changed me. Janet's laughing because she's in the middle of it. He does, doesn't he? Well, it was good. It was good pain. I really did. And what I learned was I'd been a Christian for 27 years or something and thought, you know, it's okay. I loved it. I loved God just taking me deeper. There's something about cooperating with him and having an opportunity to grow, which is so good. There are lots of opportunities for us to do that without having to take a year out and do the big year. There's Sozo. There's Heart Styles. There are lots of different development opportunities in River that Elaine would like to talk to you about. So she's going to be on the personal growth stall. Go and have a look. Go and see what you can do. Go and sign up to do one of them and allow the Lord to challenge you and to take you on because it is so worth it. It is so worth it. So where to from here with this one? Well, I've just mentioned Ruth on the social events stall over there. Go talk to Ruth. Give her your ideas. Pitch in. We have Elaine on the personal growth stall. I mentioned that. And Jonathan has got the best stall, I think. He's my husband. I like the balloons. I sweated getting them yesterday. I said to him, darling, you've got to put together a stall for children and young people. Everybody's going to be putting together a great stall. You've really got to try hard. And so he said, well, I've done a piece of paper. He's an accountant. So I said, okay. Piece of paper, lovely. Could we go a little bit more than a piece of paper? So anyway, we've got balloons, nice balloons. And we've got little people around the edge. Jonathan has a children and young people stall. Jonathan heads up our young people's work here in River on Sunday mornings, and he would love to hear from you. And remember I emailed you about BASE, about how we're praying into BASE. We're really wanting to see our young people grow in the Lord. Go see Jonathan. Go give him your ideas. If you feel you can help in any way, please do. Go and talk to him. We really want to invest in our young people, and I would really encourage you to go visit Jonathan on that stall. So the third event was in the area was in the community. And these are some of the things we looked at. Social events, that overlaps with what I've just said congregationally, because we don't just want to keep things nice, all us just doing pally things together. We want to be able to invite people. So Ruth, again, on the social events team with that. High street events. Well, we've done Santas. We have just done bunnies. We run Healing on the Streets fortnightly. Street Angels happens as well. We are also really, this is exciting news, going to do an open air meeting on the 5th of August in Maidenhead. Churches together in Maidenhead have asked us if we will run it. So it may be outside Sainsbury's on the piazza, or it may be in Kidwell's Park, but we've got an opportunity to go and worship God out in the open, on the street in Maidenhead, which I think is fantastic. It's to tie in with the Olympics. I've no idea how to do that, but anyway, it's to tie in with the Olympics, but it's us taking River and churches together out into the high street on a Sunday, which is fantastic. You came up with other ideas as well that we really want to put into practice. And then Larchfield. Now, Larchfield, we really want to invest into Larchfield, continue to do so as we've done in previous years. You came up with absolutely tons of ideas, and Dave is getting together a community outreach team, and a lot of its focus will be in Larchfield. These are some of the ideas that we're looking at for this coming year. I just quickly want to talk through. Kids Holiday Club. I just want to talk to you about the Larchfield Churches team. Now, Linda has been going to this faithfully for a year, and I've just pitched in on the end of it and have started to go. And I want to commend it to you. It is an amazing group of people. They are churches around the Larchfield area, All Saints, us, I'm going to forget the list, but a lot of people. And they want to practically do something to change the lives of the people in Larchfield. I have never been with a bunch of people. They were diverse, so committed, so passionate. Whenever there was something needs doing, it was, I'll do it. It's no problem, wasn't it, Linda? I came away so enthusiastic. We, as a group of churches, can truly change the lives of people in Larchfield and give them tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. And I was so excited about it. So working with them, as a kids' holiday club happening, the first week of the school holidays, we would love some people to help with that. We don't have to run it. They're running it, one of those churches, but they'd just like young people, especially, to help and just be there to talk to the kids. Summer Breakfast Club. This is really exciting. Sue Brett, who runs Food Share, we contribute food on a Sunday morning. Quick plug, reminder, bring a bit of food so we can take it. Lots of the families who receive food parcels live on Larchfield. And for some of those families, Sue has realised that the only meal the children get during the day is their hot lunch at school. And when school's not there in the summer holidays, there's no meal. So she's asked if the churches could get together, could we feed them breakfast during the summer holidays? What a fantastic opportunity to respond to something where there's a need. All it requires is two people between 8 a.m. and 9:30, Monday to Friday of the school holidays. So it's not just us doing it, there are other churches, but I want to ask you, would you help with this? Dave on his stall has got sheets where you can just sign up for a day. Between 8 and 9:30, it will run at the Children's Centre next to Blatchford Primary School. You will literally go in, the food is provided, you'll just set it up, talk with the kids, give them their breakfast, maybe some sandwiches for lunch that will be provided, and clear away. 8 till 9:30. What a fantastic opportunity. If you haven't got your diary and have no idea when you're around during the summer holidays, just leave your name. Leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. But if we can get sufficient people here from River and from All Saints who are doing the same thing today, then it's a goer. And I would love to be able to do that practical thing that Larchfield needs. So go see Dave on that stall. We'd like to run that into a September footy and fun day. Those same kids run a footy tournament for them, a fun day. Community centre, really quickly, just to tell you where we're at with that. You know the Larchfield, the council are building a community centre, and they asked us, would we like to run it? We've explored that with them, and we've taken professional advice. And at this point in time, what we've said is we cannot take on the financial responsibility of that community centre. Basically, the council just wanted to give it to us rent-free and say, you sort it out. It's not set up. It's not furnished. There needs to be a manager employed. It would be a big financial drain with a facility that we are not convinced is big enough and fit for purpose. And we feel what will happen is we will get dragged into this project and we will lose resources to be able to do other things in Larchfield. So at this point in time, we've gone back and we've said we want to be a user and we want to run lots of things out of the community centre and we will be users of it, but we can't take on the financial responsibility that they're asking us to do at the moment. So that's where it is at the moment. At the moment, who knows what God will do. But we will use the community centre, absolutely, undoubtedly. So it kind of hasn't really changed. And you gave us lots of great ideas for events in Larchfield. Community lunches, community gardening, sports days, youth music festival. It is fantastic. Dave wants to get those ideas up and running. He wants to get those things happening. And we do need some bodies to help. And we need some ideas. He'd love to explore your ideas with you, see how you think they're going to work. And so he can interpret them and the team can work with them. So go visit Dave on the community outreach stall. That would be fantastic. So that's community outreach. Dave on his community outreach team. There's also another stall here this morning, which is Recharge, and it's manned by Hilary. Welcome, Hilary, your daughter Sophie. And Philippa is here also, chair of trustees. And they're here because I've met with Matt, who's one of the trustees, and we've talked and we've realized that River and Recharge actually have a great deal in common. Recharge have a presence on the high street, which we're seeking as well. Larchfield residents are served a lot by Recharge, and that's one of the areas that the Lord's laid on our heart. And we really want to strengthen our ties with Recharge and support Recharge and let it be a part of us and us a part of them. They're here this morning because they'd like you to know what Recharge is about. So go and ask them what Recharge is about and find out some of the great stories that there are. I went to a prayer meeting. It is amazing the stories that they've got have come out of Recharge over the years. So go and talk to Hilary and Philippa. They're lovely people. And go and find out about Recharge. Okay, so just to conclude. Don't laugh. We need you. We really, really do need you. Please come and help us. We actually can't do it all. As a team, the team is amazing. I just have to honour the leadership team. They are extraordinary people. They are full of energy and enthusiasm. I feel so old and tired with them all. But they are fantastic. And we've been working really, really hard as a team over the last 6 months to do lots of these things and get them up and running. But we can't sustain that as a team of eight. We would love your help, your input. Just as an example, the Easter Sunday meeting was a fantastic example of this. Mark led it, but I'd asked some people to put creative input in. So Mavis came up with a drama idea. Richard and Rachel Smith built the crown. People took part in the drama. It was fantastic. To work in team is amazing. And what I've learned with the leadership team is we might all have our individual gifts, but together we spark one another off and things grow. And you achieve so much more, and there's so much more goes on, and there's such a dynamic for working in team. So I would really encourage you to go and get involved in these teams. It is so much fun, and it is so worthwhile, and it's so good to walk with God in it. I just wanted to quickly, what is God calling me to? That could be your question. We can get so hung up with that. Is God calling me into children's work, or is he calling me on the street, or is he, do you know what? I thought about this a lot. God's calling me into a relationship with him. He's calling me to be his child. He's calling me to be his lover, his friend. He wants me to hear his heart. And as I hear his heart, I want to please him. I want to give him a love gift that will make him glad and happy. And what has he enabled me to do? What can I do? How can I express that? How can I serve him? So what I do is just simply using what I have. And it's not a big issue of what am I called to. It's more, what have I got? Who am I? I'm just going to go do this. God, because I love you. I just want to serve you. I want to give this as a love gift to you. He loves his church. He loves us. We are the bride of his son. He loves the community who don't know him. It's a no-brainer. We can go and give ourselves to those two things in whatever way we can without getting hung up over the great call of God. And know we're serving him, and he loves that. And if we do that using the unique gifts and talents and stuff we've got, we give him so much glory. I watch Susan Rimmer when she's at work doing all of this administrative stuff she does. She is so fantastic. And I just sit and I think, wow, God is there going, oh, the glory she brings me is amazing because she uses what I've given her and she just does it for me. So I just want to encourage you all, don't get hung up over what God's called you to. Just come and pitch in and be with us and have some fun. So let's go for it. We're just going to release you now. Dave, are you going to lead this bit through to the stalls? Those are the stalls. Mark and Simon up on the stage there, creative design team. Susan next to them, meeting delivery team with a lovely laptop. Dave's there on the community outreach team. Jonathan's got the gorgeous balloons. Children and youth team. Elaine is there, personal growth. Ruth's over there with social events. Recharge is over there. This is your moment. We would just like you to spend the next 15 or 20 minutes just getting up and going and walking around, going and talking to people, grabbing your chocolate. Be relaxed, chill, leave your seats, and we would just really encourage, if you are a guest here, we would just really encourage you to have a wander, talk to people anyway, and just really be a part of what's going on.